from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In southern Ohio, thousands were left without power thanks to severe storms last night. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
Storms moving through greater Cincinnati and western Ohio prompted severe thunderstorm warnings across the larger region. Nearly 15,000 customers of Duke Energy were without power at the height of it. In southeast Ohio, strong storms moved through roughly between 3 and 6 this morning.
In northeast Ohio, there's new details after North Royalton Building Commissioner David Smerick was shot and killed on Friday. The man accused of killing him has been identified as 69-year-old Edward Beseda. Here's ONN's Natalie Clydesdale in Cleveland.
Police say he drove to the building department on Royalton Road, walked inside armed with a Glock 43 handgun, and shot building commissioner David Smerick three times. Investigators say Beseda then left the gun on the front counter, walked back outside, and was taken into custody without incident. Investigators say Beseda had frustrations with the building department. North Royalton's mayor's court records show Smerick issued Beseda a citation on July 20th for the condition of his property's exterior, just 4 days before the shooting.
In Columbus, Pammy May, the woman accused in the 2024 death of a child in her custody who was found dead in a sewer drain, was in court yesterday. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
We've learned she was found competent to stand trial, and she's been offered a plea deal. Our team's been covering this breaking news since February 14th, 2024, the day that Amber Alert went out for 5-year-old Darnell Taylor. The prosecution has offered her a plea deal. She would plead guilty to one count of aggravated murder and one count of abuse of a corpse. In exchange, the three tampering with evidence charges would be dropped. The judge would then decide her sentence. Pammy May has until Friday or Monday to accept the deal. If she does not, the case will go to trial.
In northwest Ohio, there's new data on the cyclosporiasis outbreak. The foodborne parasite has sickened more than 4,000 people across the U.S. A new CBS News poll finds 40% of Americans say they are buying or eating less produce. 47% say they have little or no confidence in the FDA to deal with this outbreak. The Toledo-Lucas County Health Department is now reporting more than 2,600 cases in northwest Ohio. There are a lot of questions for the thousands of Haitian immigrants in southwest Ohio's Springfield whose temporary protected status has expired. ONN's Doug Petcash has the story.
Immigration attorney Rishi Oza told me one option for Haitian immigrants to try to stay here legally would have been for an employer to sponsor them for a green card, but they still might have to leave the U.S. for a while.
If you have to leave the country, maybe we can bring you back to the United States in 12 months, 18 months, maybe 2 years. In another kind of classification. So all is not lost.
Immigrants can also apply for asylum, but OZA says they have to do that within 1 year of coming to the United States.
Near Cleveland, Lakewood leaders are pushing for changes at First Energy to address years of repeated power outages. More from ONN's Danita Harris.
City Council has now put its call for possible legal action into the public record. State regulators have already ordered First Energy to improve reliability and are now considering whether more action is needed. City leaders are also urging residents to keep reporting outages and service problems, saying that feedback has already made a difference. Lakewood City Council also calling on First Energy to attend a future meeting and lay out its plan to address the issues.
And the Ohio State Fair opens tomorrow, and ride inspections are well underway. Ride safety took center stage in 2017 when 18-year-old Tyler Jarrell was killed on the Fireball ride. ONN's Angela Ann has details with Taylor Talley of Talley Amusements.
Around 70 rides are being inspected by the Ohio Department of Agriculture's ride safety team. The biggest change since Tyler's death is the number of people who inspect each ride and how frequently they're looked at.
You have three different teams that put their hands and their eyes on every single ride every morning before we open.
And inspectors say they work with ride manufacturers to fix any issues that come up. They also say parents should pay attention to those height requirements.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.